Good afternoon.
So,
if you do not have your Bibles open to 2 Timothy, I would encourage you to do so.
请你们打开圣经提摩太后书。
We are looking primarily at chapter 3.
我们请你们打开第三章。
Timothy had worked alongside of Paul for about 15 years.
提摩太和保罗一起工作大概有15年的时间。
They had become very close.
他们走得近。
Timothy had become like a son to Paul.
提摩太就如保罗的儿子。
He was one of Paul's closest companions.
他是保罗最亲密的同伴之一。
Paul trusted Timothy.
保罗信任提摩太。
He relied upon Timothy.
保罗依靠提摩太。
In this final inspired letter, Paul challenges Timothy to guard the truth.
在最后的启发信里，保罗挑战提摩太要守卫真理。
God's word is precious.
神的话是宝贵的。
But some would attack it.
但是有些人会攻击神的话。
Some would distort it.
有些人会歪曲神的话。
Some would neglect it.
有些人会忽视神的话。
Paul challenged Timothy to entrust the truth to others.
保罗挑战提摩太，教把真理传给其他人。
Paul had himself entrusted the truth to Timothy.
保罗亲自委托真理给提摩太。
Now Paul's life was coming to an end.
现在保罗的寿命将即将结束。
Timothy was to continue the work.
提摩太必须继续保罗的工作。
Like Paul, Timothy should pass the truth on to others who could also guard it and pass it on.
像保罗提摩太应该传授真理给他人，这些人必须继续传授真理给更多的人。
Timothy was to be diligent in handling the word correctly.
提摩太要谨慎正确地传授真理。
By that, he could strive for God's approval.
只有这样，他才能够得到上帝的认可。
In all this,Paul showed a confidence in Timothy's commitment to the task.
在这一切，保罗对提摩太承诺的信的任务有信心。
Paul's next command regarding the word may therefore come as a surprise.
对提摩太，保罗有着不同异常的命令。
But you, Timothy, continue in what you have learned.
保罗说，提摩太，你所学到的真理。得继续传授给其他人。
Why would Paul believe it necessary to command Timothy to continue in the truth?
为什么保罗需要指挥提摩太继续传授真理呢？
Have you ever had doubts about yourself?
你曾经怀疑过你自己吗？
Perhaps you have been a believer only a short time.
你可能是信徒，可能只是一段很短的时间。
Perhaps it has been much longer.
也许相当长的一段时间。
You may be a faithful worker.
你可能是忠实的信徒。
You may share your faith regularly.
你可能分享你的信心给其他人。
But have you ever doubted, at least wondered if you would remain true under persecution?
你有没有怀疑过，在被逼害的情况下，你能不能够继续保持真理？
We, like Timothy, need the reminder to continue in the truth.
我们就像提摩太，必须要被提醒，在迫害的情况下，继续走在真理的道路上。
We find in 2 Timothy 3 some reasons to continue in the truth and some encouragements to do so.
在提摩太后书三章，告诉我们为什么我们要走在真理的道路上，鼓励我们继续走在真理的道路上。
Paul explains two reasons for his challenge to Timothy.
保罗对提摩太的挑战有两个原因。
He gives the most attention to the danger which we might least fear.
保罗关注我们不认为是危险的东西。
His second reason is handled briefly in just two verses.
第二个原因在第二节简单的解释。
That's persecution.
这就是被迫害。
He devotes 10 verses to his first reason.
他用了十节来解释这一个原因。
We need to be challenged to continue in the truth because of apostasy in the church.
因为有被盗的教诲，所以我们走在真理的道路被挑战了。
Apostasy refers to leaving what a person once claimed to believe.
叛教指的是曾经声称相信，却失去了真理。
It's moving or falling away from the truth.
叛教是指远离真理，舍弃了真理。
Paul begins chapter 3 with the warning that terrible times would come in the last days.
保罗描述，I didn't have to send this. Could you read it again?
Yes. Paul begins chapter 3 with the warning that terrible times would come in the last days.
保罗在第三章给我们提到 最后的日子将快到了。
The phrase last days is regularly a technical term in the Bible.
Sorry.世界末日是圣经里面重新出一直出现的一个技术术语。
It points to the time when God sends the Messiah.
世界末日是指神差遣弥赛亚的时候。
The phrase appears in the Old Testament.
世界末日在旧约圣经出现。
Sometimes it referred to the first coming of Jesus Christ.
有些时候世界末日指的是耶稣基督的第一次来临。
At other times, it referred to the second coming.
其他时候，世界末日指的是耶稣基督的第二次降临。
Sometimes both the first and second coming are included in the same verse.
有些时候，两者都包含在相同的经文里。
Writers in the New Testament write as if the last days are here.
当写新约的作家写世界末日的时候，我们看起来就像是今天。
Since the Messiah has come, we are in messianic times.
因为弥赛亚已经来了，所以我们的确是生活在这个时候。
Not all prophecies have been fulfilled.
并非所有的预言都已经出现。
Jesus will yet return.
耶稣还没有回来。
But messianic times have begun.
但是弥赛亚时代已经开始了。
We are in the last days.
我们是生活在最后的日子里。
This is clearly Paul's perspective in 2 Timothy 3.
在提摩太后书三章，这显然是保罗的观点。
In verses 2-5, he describes the condition or character of people in the last days.
在经文二章到五章，他描述人在最后的日子里的条件跟人的品质。
Then he concludes verse 5 with the command to Timothy to have nothing to do with such people.
然后他在第五节做了一个总结，他命令提摩太和异教徒分道而行。
Timothy was in the last days.
提摩太活在最后的日子里。
We are in the last days.
我们也活在最后的日子里。
And it will get worse.
最后的日子会越变越糟糕。
There will be terrible times in the last days.
最后的日子会有可怕的时候。
Paul's description of people in the last days certainly fits pagan people.
最后的日子里，保罗所描述的那些人是指异教徒。
But Paul is probably describing the situation within the church or professing Christianity.
保罗所描述的可能是教堂里面的情况，自称基督徒的。
It's hard to imagine how the church could have become so bad.So quickly.
这是很难想象的，教堂、教会这么快就变成这么糟糕。
It had only been 35 years since the church had begun.
教堂才开始了35年。
There were still apostles alive.
那个时候仍然有使徒活着。
There were still eyewitnesses to the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的复活还有目击者。
There were those...who had experienced the miracles of Jesus and the apostles.
目击者是那些经历过耶稣的奇迹和耶稣的使徒。
But none of those things guarantee godliness.
经历耶稣的奇迹并不代表相信。
Look at the evidence in this chapter for this being a description of professing Christians.
看第三章，这是自称基督徒的描述。
First, look at verse 5.
首先看第五节。
Paul says that they have a form of godliness, but deny its power.
保罗说，他们有虔诚的外貌，但却没有力量。
The form of godliness points their attempt to appear outwardly like Christians.
虔诚是指自称基督徒，尝试以基督徒的形象的表现。
The power which enables godliness is the gospel.
福音是基督徒的力量。
Romans 1:17 says that the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
罗马书一章十七节说，福音是神的大能，谁相信谁得救。
These people are like those of whom Jesus spoke in the Sermon on the Mount.
这些人就如在登山宝听耶稣讲道的那些人。
They will say,Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform miracles?
这些人会说，主啊，主啊，我们是奉你的名预言，奉你的名赶鬼，行神迹。
But Jesus will tell them plainly, I never knew you.
可是耶稣会告诉这些人，我从来就不认识你们。
In today's world, there are those who claim to be Christian.
今天那些自称是基督徒的神不认识你。
They may attend church.
他们可能会去教堂。
They may even work in church.
他们甚至可能在教堂里面工作。
They know the vocabulary.
他们也知道圣经的词汇。
They sing the songs.
他们唱圣歌。
But they do not personally know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
但是他们不认识基督为他们的救主。
Another evidence for this being a reference to professing Christians is in verse 8.
在第八节是描述自称基督徒的另外一个证据。
These people are likened to Pharaoh's magicians who opposed Moses.
这些人被比喻为法老的魔术师，反对摩西。
They posed as divine representatives.
他们伪装成神的代表。
They offered counterfeit miracles.
他们提供伪造的奇迹。
A counterfeit seeks to appear real and true.
假币看起来像真的。
But it's false.
但是是假。
These people sought to appear real, but they were not.
这些自称基督徒的人表面像信徒却不信。
Verse 13 confirms this understanding.
第十三节证实了这一点。
Paul calls them imposters.
保罗称他们为骗子。
He says that they deceive.
保罗说他们欺骗。
As imposters, they present themselves as Christian, but are not.
这些骗子说他们是基督徒，但他们不是。
They deceive.
他们欺骗。
This explains verse 6.
六节解释这一点。
They work their way into homes to win the confidence of vulnerable women.
这些骗子赢得了妇女的信心。
These women seem to have been seeking the truth.
这些妇女似乎一直在寻求真理。
Why would they have let these imposters into their homes?
为什么这些妇女让这些骗子赢得信心呢？
The imposters presented themselves as Christian teachers.
这些骗子自我介绍为基督徒老师。
But they were false teachers.
但是他们是伪老师。
They were deceivers.
他们是骗子。
Please consider again the description of these people.
请你们小心地视察这些人的描述。
Does it describe people today who claim to be Christian?
今天自称基督徒的有这些人吗？
They were lovers of themselves.
这些人自恋。
Are there professing Christians who seem focused on themselves?
因为这些人以自我为中心。
They were lovers of money.
他们爱财。
Are there professing Christians today who have a high love of money?
我们认识的有没有自称基督徒爱财的？
They were boastful, proud.
他们自夸，骄傲。
Do we find pride today among professing Christians?
我们认识的基督徒里有没有骄傲的？
They were abusive.
他们这些人滥用。
I wish that that were not, that there were no cases of abuse within the church.
我希望在教会里面没有滥用财富的。
They were disobedient to parents.
他们违背父母。
Is there a church where we do not find disobedience to parents?
有没有一个教堂里没有不服从父母的基督徒呢？
The actions of these people who had left the truth also opposed the truth.
谁离开真理，谁也就反对真理。
Paul describes them as self-centered rather than God-centered.
保罗形容这些人以自我为中心，而不是以神为中心。
They have little interest in what God says.
神说什么，他们兴趣不大。
They are more interested in what they think and want.
他们兴趣的是他们自己的想法和他们自己的希望。
Paul explicitly says in verse 4 that they are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
保罗在第四节明确地说，他们是娱乐，恋娱乐的人，而不是恋神的人。
But the rest of the list is a description of self-centeredness as well.
其他的部分是描述以自我为中心的说明。
They oppose the truth by demanding what they want instead of the truth.
他们要求他们想要的，而不是真理，这是反对真理。
In verse 8, Paul says this point directly.
这一点，保罗在第八节说得一清二楚。
So these men oppose the truth.
所以这些人反对真理。
They are in the church.
他们在教会。
And they oppose the truth.
他们反对真理。
On the positive side, their progress will be limited.
还好，他们的进展是有限的。
In verse 9, Paul writes, they will not get very far.
在第九节，保罗写道，他们走不远。
The church on earth may become demoralized.
教会可能会变得士气低落。
It will be a sad state within the church.
这是教会可悲的状态。
But God will not let them totally succeed.
但是神不会让这些人完全的成功。
Eventually, they will be revealed for what they are.
最后他们会发觉他们是谁。
Look at verse 13.
请看第十三节。
These people are heading in a very bad direction.
这些人正朝着一个非常坏的方向发展。
Evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived.
邪恶的骗子会每况愈下，欺骗他人，也被他人欺骗。
They themselves will get worse and worse.
这些人会越来越糟糕。
They not only deceive others.
他们不仅欺骗别人。
They themselves are being deceived.
他们也被他人欺骗。
There is a danger.
有危险。
There are terrible times within the church.
教会里面我们面对的是可怕的。
False teachers oppose the truth.
伪教师反对真理。
Professing believers fail to live the truth.
自称基督徒却不能以真理而活。
But there is a danger from outside the church as well.
但是教会外也有危险。
There's persecution.
有迫害。
Look at verses 10, 11, and 12.
看十节、十一节、十二节。
Men had persecuted Paul.
保罗被迫害过。
Timothy had witnessed some of that.
某些迫害，提摩太亲眼目睹了。
Paul specifically mentions three cities.
保罗特别提到三个城市。
Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra.
安提拉、以哥列殿和路斯德。
Timothy was from Lystra.
提摩太来自路斯德。
Believers in Iconium knew him.
在以哥列的信徒认识他。
Paul had had contact with these cities on his first missionary journey.
保罗在他第一次宣教的旅程里曾经到过这些城市。
We read that people in Iconium attempted to mistreat and stone Paul.
我们读到人们在以哥列试图虐待保罗，向保罗扔石头。
But he and Barnabas escaped.
但是他和巴拉巴逃脱了。
In Lystra, these people succeeded.
可是在路斯德这些人成功了。
Jews from Antioch and Iconium came and won the crowd over.
从安提拉和以哥念的犹太人来了，赢得了当场的观众。
They stoned Paul.
他们用石头打保罗。
They thought he was dead.
他们以为保罗死。
So they drug him outside the city and left him.
所以他们把保罗拉到城市以外，并离开了他。
Timothy knew this.
提摩太知道这事。
He apparently had witnessed it as a young person.
作为一个年轻人，提摩太亲眼目睹这事。
Perhaps he was a new Christian at the time.
当时也许提摩太是一个新的信徒。
But Paul also gave Timothy a sober warning.
不过保罗也给提摩太严厉的警告。
Paul's not the only one who will be persecuted.
保罗说，我将不会是唯一被迫害的。
Look at verse 12.
请看第十二节。
Everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
谁愿意在耶稣基督过虔诚的生活，将被迫害。
Persecution was not and is not unique to Paul.
被迫害，保罗不是唯一的，过去如同现在。
Jesus warned his disciples of this on the night before his crucifixion.
这点在被钉在十字架前的晚上，耶稣警告他们的门徒。
In John 16, verse 33, Jesus said, In this world, you will have trouble.
在约翰福音16章33节，耶稣说，在世上你们有苦难。
The Apostle John certainly remembered this teaching of Jesus.
耶稣的这个教导，使徒约翰肯定记得。
He wrote the same in 1 John 3, verse 13.
在约翰一书3章13节，一样的教导。
Do not be surprised if the world hates you.
兄弟们，世人如果恨你们，不要以为稀奇。
Apparently, it was Paul's practice to warn new believers of persecution.
显然，这是保罗的做法，警告新的信徒被迫害这事。
At the end of his first missionary journey, Paul sought to strengthen and encourage the new believers.
在保罗第一次宣教旅程结束的时候，保罗鼓励新的信徒，寻求加强他们的信心。
Acts 14:22 reports his message.
使徒行传14章22节是这么报告。
We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom.
我们必须经历过许多困难才能进天国。
Persecution might drive some from the truth.
被迫害可能会使一些信徒离开真理。
Deceivers within the church might lure some from the truth.
教堂里面的骗子可能会吸引一些信徒离开真理。
Persecution might demand the courage to stand for the truth.
不被迫害需要勇气，不怕被迫害需要勇气，干旱真理的勇气。
Apostasy might discourage standing for the truth.
叛教会阻碍干为真理。
Therefore, Paul challenged Timothy.
因此。保罗挑战提摩太。
Look again at verse 14.
请看第十四节。
But as for you, continue in what you have learned.
至于你，你所学到的，好好干。
Don't be like the deceivers.
不要学习骗子。
Don't be like the apostates.
不要学习被叛教者。
Don't be scared off.
不要被吓跑。
Don't be lured away.
不要被愚弄。
Continue in the truth.
继续步行在真理的道路上。
Now Paul did not leave Timothy without any encouragement on how to continue in the truth.
如何继续走在真理的道路上，保罗给提摩太留下了鼓励。
And he pointed to two sources of encouragement.
这鼓励来自于两个来源。
The first source of encouragement was the example of Paul's life.
保罗自己的生活是鼓励的第一个来源。
Timothy had followed closely Paul's life.
提摩太一直亲密地关注保罗的生活。
He had first-hand knowledge of it.
保罗的生活，提摩太非常清楚。
He had been there.
他跟着他。
He had seen it.
他看着。
But Timothy saw more than the persecution.
提摩太所看到的是超越了被迫害这件事情。
He saw Paul's response to persecution.
提摩太看到的是保罗对迫害的回应。
He observed Paul's response to suffering over many years.
提摩太观察保罗如何对多年遭受的苦难的回应。
Paul's strength and godly response to opposition and persecution would have been an encouragement to Timothy.
保罗的力量，保罗如何反对他的人，如何应对他的人，如何应对被迫害，提摩太对提摩太来说是一个鼓励。
Paul's life revealed that the grace of God is sufficient to stand in persecution and suffering.
保罗的生命透露给我们，神的恩典足够我们在被迫害和苦难的时候用。
This is what most of us probably need.
这是我们大多数人需要的。
We need the assurance that God's grace is sufficient.
我们需要确定上帝的恩典是足够的。
We want to be assured that in suffering, God will graciously give sufficient strength.
我们需要得到保证，在遭受苦难的时候，上帝的恩典是足够的。
Paul's life also communicated the value which Paul placed on the message.
保罗的生活中传达保罗自己的信心。
Paul's sacrifice revealed that he highly valued the truth.
保罗的牺牲透露了他高度评价真理。
He counted everything else as nothing compared to knowing Christ Jesus.
他数一切没有比认识耶稣基督更有价值。
These were not merely words for Paul.
这不，保罗不仅仅是这么说。
It was evidenced in his life.
保罗的生命体现了耶稣基督的价值。
The mention of Paul's own persecution led to persecution in general.
提到保罗的迫害，导致我们讨论一般的迫害。
Then Paul moves on to this challenge given to Timothy in verse 14.
保罗在第十四节给提摩太这个挑战。
But you continue in the truth.
你继续步行在真理的道路上。
Despite persecution, stand fast.
尽管被迫害，继续坚持真理。
The second source of encouragement to continue in the truth is the sufficiency of Scripture, the Word of God.
鼓励的第二个来源是神的话，圣经的内容是充分性的，是足够的。
Paul reminded Timothy of Timothy's own experience with the Scripture.
保罗提醒提摩太他自己跟圣经的经验。
Paul also pointed to the sufficiency inherent in Scripture itself.
保罗还提出圣经本身的充分性。
Timothy had begun learning the truth from a very early age.
提摩太在童年的时候就知道圣经的充足了。
Verse 15 says, from infancy.
第十五节说，从婴儿期开始，听到了后面。This is too long.
It was
nice.
Yeah, it was an
impurity.
Yeah. Timothy probably learned from his mother and grandmother.
提摩太大概是从他的母亲和祖母学到。
They taught him the sacred writings.
他们教他神圣的著作。
Verse 15 does not have the normal word for scripture.
第十五节不具备经文的言辞。
Although the word is used by Jewish writings for the Old Testament, it's not used that way in the New Testament.
这些言辞是犹太人在旧约里用的，在新约里不这么用。
The word in this verse refers to the letters of the alphabet.
这种言辞是基本知识。
We could probably translate this phrase in 2 Timothy 3:15 as the sacred ABCs.
我们或许可以把提摩太后书三章十五节翻译成圣经的基本知识。
Timothy learned the fundamental truths of Scripture from an early age.
提摩太从小就学习圣经的基本道理。
And this prepared him for the gospel.
圣经的基本道理是他后来传福音的基础。
To help stay on track, to continue in the truth, Timothy should remember the basics which he had had from the very beginning.
为了帮助留在正轨道上继续传真理，提摩太应该记得圣经的基本道理是他的基础。
Then too he should remember the inherent nature of scripture.
他应该也记得圣经与生俱来的本质。
It is God breathed.
那是神所默示的。
It is profitable in all its parts.
每一个部分都是有用。
And it's sufficient to equip a person for every good work.
圣经是足够装备一个人行各样的善事。
We continue in the truth because we have the word of God.
我们继续走在真理上，因为我们有神的话。
Inspired is literally God breathed.
灵感从字面上是指神所默示的。
It refers here to the writings and not to the writers.
神的话重要，谁下笔不重要。
According to Psalm 33 verse 6, God created the heavens by the breath of his mouth.
根据诗篇33章6节，神是借着他口中的气创造了天地。
The God who created the universe by his word brought into existence writings to say exactly what he wanted them to say.
神用他的话创造了宇宙，神会要求笔者写神要说的话。
The process is explained in 2 Peter 1:21.
在彼得后书一章21节解释这个过程。
Men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
因为预言从来没有出于人意的，仍然乃是人被圣灵感动，说神的话。
The God-breathed Scripture fully equips the man of God.
神所默示的圣经，充分装备人步行在神的道路上。
Every good work in verse 17. Is explained in the context of 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的上下文解释17节描述的良好的工作。
It includes standing firm in persecution.
它包括面临迫害时候站得稳。
It includes standing firm in suffering.
它包括面对痛苦的时候站得稳。
In resisting attacks.
在抗拒攻击的时候站得稳。
In guarding the truth.
在守卫真理的时候站得稳。
In entrusting it to others.
在委托他人的时候站得稳。
God's word even is sufficient to show how we should handle it correctly.
神的话告诉我们如何正确地处理这些情况。
Paul encouraged Timothy to continue in the truth by pointing to the positive examples in his life and the very nature of scriptures themselves.
保罗鼓励提摩太继续走在真理道路上，通过他自己的生活里的积极的例子跟圣经与生俱来的性质。
Paul described terrible times.
保罗描述可怕的时候。
There was a defection from the truth within the church.
教堂里有真理倒戈。
There was persecution against the truth from within and from without the church.
教堂里教堂外都有迫害。
But Timothy was to continue in the truth.
但是提摩太必须继续传真理。
But as for you, continue in the truth.
你和我都必须步行在真理的道路上。
The exhortation is to us as well.
保罗对提摩太的教训也是针对我们的。
Continue in the truth.
继续走在真理上，真理道路上。
What part do you play in the terrible times of the last days?
想想最后的日子，可怕的时代，你扮演什么角色？
Do you love God more than pleasure?
你爱上帝在享乐以上吗？
More than money?
在金钱之上吗？
More than yourself?
在你自己之上吗？
Or are you unforgiving, ungrateful, uncontrolled?
或者你是无情无义的，忘恩负义的，不能够自己控制你自己的。
Are you part of the terrible times, or do you stand against the terrible times?
你是制造可怕时代的一份子，还是协助抵挡可怕的时代？
Are you equipped to stand by being aware of the dangers?
你意识到危险，你做好准备了吗？
Do you know the fundamental truths of the Bible, the sacred ABCs?
你知道圣经的基本真理吗？
Are you confident that the Bible is God's inspired word and fully profitable?
你相信圣经是神所默示的话，能够让你受益吗？
We are in the last days.
我们是生活在最后的日子里。
Don't let false teaching lure you away from the truth.
不要让错误的教导引诱你离开真理。
Don't let persecution drive you away.
不要被怕被迫害离开真理。
God's truth is our most valuable possession.
神的真理是我们最宝贵的财富。
It reveals Jesus Christ to us.
神的真理解释了基督给我们。
It declares the good news to us.
神的真理是我们的好消息。
It equips us to stand.
神的真理装备我们站得稳。
As for you, continue in the truth.
至于你和我，继续走在真理的道路上。